Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Calls here at the Sports News. Morning, Des.
Morning, Gavin. Well, extraordinary record by Spanish football club Sevilla. They claimed a record-extending seventh Europa League title when they beat Roma on penalties in Budapest last night. Gonzalo Montiel, who also scored the winning penalty for Argentina in the World Cup final against France, repeated the trick for the Spanish side following a 1-1 draw with a retaken spot kick after Roger Ibanez and Gianluca Mancini had missed for Roma. The Spanish side have now won all seven of the finals they've played in the competition, and remarkably, captain Jesus Navas involved in their first triumph against Middlesbrough back in 2006. Their most recent one sees them qualify for next year's Champions League despite finishing well outside the top four in La Liga. For the Roma manager Jose Mourinho, it was a first defeat in six European finals. He was furious that the side was denied what did appear to be a legitimate penalty for handball. After the game, he threw his loser's medal to a young fella in the crowd. He was for the video circulating of him calling the referee an effing disgrace in the car park. He's prowling. His frustration was extraordinary. Anyway, on the manager front, there's growing speculation that Tottenham Hotspur have clearly identified Ange Postecoglou as their next manager. The Australian leads Celtic in their bid for a treble at the weekend in the Scottish Cup final, but with Spurs hoping to name their new boss within the next 2 weeks, it's widely reported that Postecoglou is being offered the post. Now, it's a huge day for the Irish men's cricket team. They take on England in a one-off test match at the home of cricket, Lords, this morning. It's only Ireland's seventh test match since gaining test status in 2017, and so far it has been six defeats from six matches. Mind you, in 2019, Ireland gave England the fright of their lives. They bowled England out for just 85 before lunch on the opening day. In the end, Ireland were chasing a gettable victory target of 182, but were skittled out for 38 in the second innings. But it does give hope, and Irish bowler Mark Adair recalls that famous opening in 2019.
Yeah, class day. I think that first day went down in history with a lot of people. Guys that have played cricket before us, sort of looking on with envy, thinking I would love to be back out there and potentially inspiring sort of the next bunch of cricketers. So, yeah, it was a big day for Irish cricket, and I think it was a big day for us.
How does it feel different this time around, walking into that visitor's changing room and pulling up a seat, knowing that this isn't your first time, this isn't your first rodeo playing a test match on this famous ground?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit refreshing. You still have the excitement of playing at Lords, you still have the excitement of playing a test match against England, but you walk into the sheds and you see someone sitting in your seat and you get to move them out of the way because that's your seat now. It's where you played, it's where you sat, it's where you played. And a little bit of pulling rank in there involved, which is good, but no, the lads are loving it. I think it's really nice to see the excitement of everyone going around, especially the guys that have never played here, never been here. Hopefully it's a good week for them as well. No, it's lovely to be back here at Lords. I think you do look around here, there's been aspects of the ground that have been added to since the last time we were here. I think that the far end there has been souped up pretty heavily. I think last time we were here it was only a little the two rows, and yeah, look, it's an impressive place, and it's got a lot of history here already, so hoping to make another bit.
And good luck to the Irish team today. Now, in Gaelic games, Dublin won the Electric Ireland Leinster Minor football final. They beat Kildare by 19 points to 2-8, with Lenny Cahill, their top scorer, with 7 points. In tennis, Novak Djokovic joined Carlos Alcaraz in the French Open third round. The pair remain on course for a semi-final meeting in Paris. Djokovic, who's bidding for a men's record 23rd major singles title, beat Martin Fucsovics in 3 sets, and world number one Alcaraz beat Japan's Taro Daniel in 4. In golf, there's a strong Irish presence at the Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, with Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power all competing. McIlroy again in the headlines as he said he believes no live golfers should be on the European team at the Ryder Cup this year. Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow meanwhile compete in the America's Open in New Jersey, and we've 2 race meetings today. Roscommon begins at 2:05 and Ferry House at 4:25.